KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy, windy, and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered flurries and temperatures in the 20s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Two Montgomery County men were arrested Tuesday on drug charges. The Sheriff's Department says 51-year-old Scott Timothy Brown of Grant was arrested at around 9:20 p.m. when deputies followed up in an incident at 108 Adams Street in Grant. Brown was subsequently taken into custody for possession of stolen property, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He's being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. And at around 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, deputies in Montgomery County arrested 36-year-old Damian Carl Stacy of Villisca following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 34 and Eastern Avenue in Red Oak. Stacy faces a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and later released on a citation. A Red Oak man arrested Tuesday evening by Red Oak police acting on an active warrant faces additional charges. 24-year-old Eric Van Osdell, who is no stranger to local police, was taken into custody at around 4:30 p.m. on a warrant for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. While being placed under arrest, officers located marijuana and drug paraphernalia in Van Osdell's possession. The man was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a total of $3,000 cash bond. The Atlantic Police Department on Tuesday reported two arrests had occurred over the past few days, and there were two accidents. On Sunday, 21-year-old Curtis McCoy of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for possession of a controlled substance. And on Friday, 30-year-old Gwen Vanderhoof of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. Both subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. An accident Sunday morning at 7th and Chestnut Streets in Atlantic caused $13,500 damage, but no one was injured. Officials say vehicles driven by Peter Smith and Nancy Reynolds, both of Atlantic, collided at around 10:30 a.m. when Reynolds failed to obey a stoplight. She was subsequently cited for the infraction. On Saturday, vehicles driven by Jessica Mack and Joseph Fredrickson, both of Atlantic, collided at 7th and Lynn Streets at around 1:15 p.m. The PD said Fredrickson was cited for having no proof of insurance after his vehicle rear-ended the Mack vehicle when she lost control on the icy road as she applied her brakes. Her vehicle's rear end spun around and was hit by Fredrickson's vehicle on the right side. Damage from that collision amounted to $7,100. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Casey was arrested last Friday on a charge of child endangerment. 45-year-old Michael George Dennis was also arrested for OWI first offense. The man was taken to the Cass County Jail and released on Saturday on his own recognizance. Last Thursday, deputies in Cass County arrested 23-year-old Haley Marie Thompson of Exira on a charge of OWI second offense. Thompson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later in the day on her own recognizance. And back on November the 10th, 20-year-old Sonny Joe Marie Peck of Walnut was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for probation violation. Peck was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she remained held on $10,000 bond. The Creston Police Department said yesterday a local teen was caught allegedly trespassing on Monday. 14-year-old Virginia Gilliland was turned over to juvenile authorities at around 5:09 p.m. for allegedly trespassing at 211 North Elm Street. And a longer-than-usual jury selection process Tuesday forced opening statements in the trial of an Oakland man charged with the murder of a rural Cass County woman to be pushed back to today. The Daily Nonpareil reports a little more than 100 potential jurors from East Pottawatomie County arrived for jury selection Tuesday, initially filling out a questionnaire. The Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office estimated more than half knew about the case against 63-year-old Robert A. Reynolds, which led to one-on-one interviews between the potential jurors and attorneys for the defense and prosecution, as the two sides worked to pare down the list to a panel of 12 jurors and two alternates. Reynolds is charged with first-degree murder for his alleged role in the shooting death of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey on April the 8th at Reynolds' home in Oakland. By late Tuesday evening, the attorneys had selected a jury. The trial is set to begin at 9:30 today at the Pottawatomie County Courthouse. Reynolds has pleaded not guilty. In the funeral announcements, Randall Arch Porter, age 76, of Greenfield, died Friday in Creston. A celebration of life service for Randall Porter will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Dwayne Rathman, age 73, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Springdale, Arkansas. Graveside services for Dwayne Rathman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Rogers, Arkansas City Cemetery. Fern Priest, age 89, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Fern Priest will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Slade O'Donnell Funeral Home in Leon. Donald Lee Slayton, age 87, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Casey, died Sunday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Don Slayton will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Reverend Stephen Gronseth, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Reverend Stephen Gronseth will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kathleen McKay Britton, age 82, of Rural Creston, died Saturday in Stewart. A mass of the resurrection service for Kathleen Britton will be Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marilyn L. Eileen Hauser, age 95, of Rural Carson, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Marilyn Hauser will be held at the Macedonia United Methodist Church beginning at 2 p.m. on Friday. The Lus Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Donna Edith Chardine, age 96, of Indianola and formerly of Earlham, died Friday. Funeral services for Donna Chardine will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. And Robert Joseph Lane, Jr., age 71, of Cumberland, died Saturday. Cremation has taken place, and funeral services for Robert Lane, Jr. will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.